USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. Former President Donald Trump on Thursday hit out at the U.S. women's national soccer team after they won the bronze medal, saying they could have won gold if the team wasn't woke. The Hill reports.
Wokeism makes you lose, ruins your mind, and ruins you as a person. You become warped, you become demented. The U.S. women's soccer team is a very good example of what's going on.
Companies that are mandating COVID-19 vaccines for their employees are making a mistake, as individual responsibility must be respected when it comes to making health decisions, Senator Ted Cruz argued Thursday. Cruz said he, his wife, and their parents have gotten the shots, and he does encourage people to get vaccinated as well, but he also believes in individual freedom. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Rand Paul slammed a column posted by The Atlantic and written by Juliette Kayyem, a former Assistant Secretary for Homeland Security under President Barack Obama. In the column, she states, a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults is an obvious step that the federal government should take. On Thursday's Fox and Friends, Paul called the column obscene.
So it makes no sense. It's complete collectivism. And all of these people are the same people who hooted and hollered and said, Trump is leading us to authoritarianism. What could be more authoritarian than a no-fly list for people who disagree with you?
This week, senators are debating the over 2,700-page, $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, with Democrats targeting this weekend to finalize the package. The Democrat leader said he's looking at holding a key vote to end the debate quickly. Minority Leader Senator Mitch McConnell warned not to rush the consideration of amendments. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
While the administration continues to plead for peace talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan, the terrorists have only elevated the violence. USA's John Clemens reports.
The Taliban first detonated a suicide bomb, then there was a second blast, then smaller explosions that followed rapid gunfire. The terrorists were targeting the home of Afghanistan's acting defense minister. The attack by the Taliban occurred in the high-security so-called Green Zone in Kabul. State Department spokesman Ned Price says Afghan's national forces outnumber the Taliban.
The Afghan security forces are numerically far superior to the Taliban. It's a simple fact. They have over 300,000 troops. They have an air force. They have special forces. They have heavy equipment. The Taliban, in contrast, have less than 100,000.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Joe Biden on August 5th said he's offering a safe haven to Hong Kongers in the United States that would allow thousands to extend their stay amid Beijing's significant erosion of their freedoms back home. In a signed memo, Biden asked the Department of Homeland Security to defer the removal of Hong Kong residents currently in the United States by 18 months, citing compelling foreign policy reasons that include defending democracy and promoting human rights around the world. The United States will not stand idly by as China breaks its promises to Hong Kong and to the international community. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.